Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night for some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz for a couple hours. And so we hope you'll stick around. We'll have some news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes. We'll be back for a second hour. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And so tonight we're going to continue to highlight the jazz compositions of Duke Ellington. We're going to do a real Ellingtonia tonight. But all of these compositions will be played by artists other than Duke Ellington. And we're going to open it up with a Verve CD from an LP called Johnny Hodges and His Orchestra Perdido. Perdido was a composition written by the valve trombonist in the Ellington band Juan Perzal. And on this particular track, we've got a few Ellingtonites that were either active in the Ellington band at the time or were Ellingtonites at one time or another. Besides Johnny Hodges on alto sax, we've got Shorty Baker on trumpet, Lawrence Brown on trombone, and Louis Belson on drums. Let's listen to Squatty Roo. Thank you. That little swinger was called Squatty Roo. It was from a Verve album called Perdido. Johnny Hodges was a featured soloist on that particular track. Johnny Hodges and his orchestra. Some fine trumpet work there by Shorty Baker. The trombone work was by Lawrence Brown, who has worked with the Ellington Band for over 20 years. That was cut in New York in January of 1955.
Well, I'm going to start off with a number featuring two giants, Lester Young with the Oscar Peterson Trio. And this was recorded on Norman Granz's Norgran label in 1956. And it features Lester on tenor sax and Oscar on piano, along with Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and J.C. Hurd on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Frederick Lowe and Al J. Lerner entitled Almost Like Being in Love. That was Almost Like Being in Love, featuring Lester Young on tenor sax, Oscar Peterson on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and J.C. Hurd on drums. That was from an LP entitled Lester Young with the Oscar Peterson Trio on the Norgren label, released in 1956. If you have some concerns about the personnel, they're justified, because Lester was sounding very much like Ben Webster on that track. But we got to call him like we read him.
Just like a good umpire. Call him as you see him.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to turn now to one with, there's co-billing. It includes Milt Jackson on vibes, Ray Brown on bass, Mickey Roker on drums, and Joe Pass on guitar. The album is on the Pablo label, called the Ellington Album, naturally, All Too Soon. And this was cut in 1980 in California, Hollywood, California. And we continue our Ellingtonia, or works of Ellington done by others. We're going to do Ellington's composition, Main Stem. Thank you. Another Duke Ellington composition, Main Stem, that was recorded in January of 1980 out in Hollywood, and they got co-billing on this album. It's under the names of Milt Jackson on vibes, Ray Brown on bass, Mickey Roker on drums, and Joe Pass on guitar. And that was a fine tune that was played along through the years by the Ellington Ensemble called Main Stem.
Well, next we'll hear a selection featuring another two giants. This time it's Jerry Mulligan and Johnny Hodges. And this is from a Verve LP entitled Jerry Mulligan Meets Johnny Hodges. And it features Mulligan on baritone, Hodges on alto sax, Claude Williamson on piano, Buddy Clark on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. And this is a tune that Johnny wrote entitled Backbeat.
Thank you.
That was Backbeat, a tune written by Johnny Hodges, and featuring Johnny there on alto sax, Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, Claude Williamson on piano, Buddy Clark on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. That was from a Verve LP released in 1960 entitled Jerry Mulligan Meets Johnny Hodges.
I'll continue with our Ellingtonia, that is the jazz composition of Duke Ellington played by others than the Duke. And this next track was from an album called Duke with a Difference, and it was under Clark Terry's name as trumpet player. And Clark spent about 10 years in the Ellington band, so he's well acquainted with all of the Duke's material. And most of the personnel backing up Clark on this album was cut on the Riverside label in 1957, include Johnny Hodges, who you just heard on that previous track, Gonzalez on tenor sax, Brett Woodman on tenor on trombone, Tyree Glenn on either on trombone or vibes, and Woodyard on drums, all Basie Gallington personnel. So let's listen to Cottontail. Ellington standard played all down through the years by the Ellington Orchestra, called Cottontail. That was from an album called Ellington with a Difference, cut on the Riverside album in July of 57, and included all kinds of former Ellingtonites. And you heard solo work there by Hodges, Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Gonsalves on tenor sax. Of course, Clark Terry was there on trumpet. And Tyree Glenn had a little piece of the action on both vibes and trombone. That was Cottontail.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by Flip Phillips. This is from Verve LP, a CD released in 1994. It's called Flip Wales, The Best of the Verve Years. And Flip's backed here again by Oscar Peterson, who backed Lester Young earlier in the show. Oscar's group is a little different, though, this time. In addition to Oscar on piano, we'll have Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Buddy Rich on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Burton Lane and Frank Lesser entitled The Ladies in Love with You.
Hey!
In Love With You, featuring Flip Phillips on tenor sax, Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Buddy Rich on drums. That's from a Verve CD released in 1994 entitled Flip Wales, which he was definitely doing. The original LP was released in 1954.
Next up is an item that you don't hear too often. It's a beautiful ballad written by Duke Ellington called Lost in Meditation. And this is performed by trumpet man Taft Jordan, who was in the Ellington band for about a four-year period. And this is from his Prestige Moodsville album, cut on the in 1961. And Taft Jordan on trumpet. Let's listen to Lost in Meditation.
Thank you.
Beautiful seldom done ballad by Duke Ellington called Lost in Meditation. It was from a Prestige Moodsville album cut in 1961 by Taft Jordan on trumpet. And also some fine supporting cast there, including Kenny Burrell on guitar, Richard Wyers on piano, Charlie Persip on drums, and Joe Benjamin on bass. Lost in Meditation.
Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m., and we're about to take a five-minute break for the news, and then we'll be back for the second hour of tonight's show. So please stick around. We've got lots of nice tunes lined up for your pleasure. I'm Al Korns. Our co-host is Kent Lindquist. We're going to wrap up this first hour with a selection featuring Gene Ammons and Dodo Marmarosa. It's from a Prestige CD entitled Jug and Dodo, and it features Gene on tenor sax, Dodo Marmarosa on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Marshall Thompson on drums. And they're going to do a Rodgers and Hart tune entitled Where or When. Thank you.